the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy normal.
Trivios.
Yeah, no worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was confusing?
I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER 107.3 that goes to air at 7 p.m. on Fridays, but is now striving for that elusive 11 a.m. weekday slot that's just come up. Joel Kasem is my name, and joining me for this secret cabinet meeting are the following people. First up is a man whose fly screens for submarines business is about to take off. It's Mick Rad.
Yeah, that's right. Specially made for nuclear-ish sort of environments. Underwater, they're great for keeping out the jellyfish, mm-hmm. and also but the sea lice gets through, and the plankton.
Yep.
But that's all right, because then you can just drink it like a whale.
Well, prawns are like the cockroaches of the sea, right? So it'll keep them out?
Sure. It will keep out the prawns, yes. It depends if a bird's attacked them while under the water, and then sometimes you get holes in your fly screens and everything comes through.
Hate that.
So
the worst ad ever.
Fly screens, get them. They'll get holes, but get them. Don't have birds, but get them. That's
bad. Oh, I'm actually not looking forward to mosquito season.
Is it season for mosquitoes?
Yeah.
I'm going to jinx myself. Yeah, summer. That's right. I'm going to jinx myself now. But I feel like the last few years I've done okay mosquito-wise. They haven't really attacked me as much as they used to when I was little.
Well, you've gone and said the wrong thing now, because they're listening and they know where you are.
They know where you live.
That's why I moved. So they couldn't.
You hoped you could get away, but they'll find you. They'll hunt you down, and they will find you, Joel.
And also joining us is a woman who picked herself up a lovely picnic blanket. It's Gabby Morris.
Picnics.
Picnic day.
I've never been more excited about picnics, but I also like picnics are quite annoying because now we're old. Sitting down for long periods of time is really like I get really uncomfortable. It's quite bad for my back and my hips.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about investing in like a little picnic chair or like a good little chair, and also something to hold your drink in so it doesn't. I hate it when you're at picnics and your drink falls over.
I think you're.
So that's what I've been thinking about.
You're in your market for one of those little chairs that sit on the beach, but also have a little drink cup holder from the side. I foresee a visit to Bunnings in your future.
Is that where they're at? Thank you, Mr. Fly Screen Man.
Get your fly screens from Bunnings. You can get chairs for picnics. You can get, we're doing an ad for Bunnings now.
And free COVID. Free COVID as well. Going cheap.
Get all your COVID. Yeah. You can get a sausage roll, a sausage sizzle with COVID and onions and sauce, whatever you.
No.
Extra for COVID, 50 cents. It's a bit exy.
It's pretty exy. I actually genuinely haven't heard so much about picnics in my life. Like every radio station, picnics. Every person, picnics. And every message, hey, come and have a picnic. It's like, whoa, it's too much. The picnic has had like a revamp and it's not even ready for it.
I got a picnic set for my wedding once, and it just didn't use it. Like those fancy cane baskets with all the plates and the cutlery.
Yeah.
Also good. And you get, oh yeah, let's go. And then you just go, Why would I go and have a picnic and sit outside in the grass? And
all you need is a case of beer and a packet of hot chips, and you're fine.
Boom. You could go to the fish and chip shop, get calamari and hot chips and beers or Coke or whatever you drink, and then just go down and sit in the grass and eat it.
Perfect. Yep. Love that. There you go.
Right. Perfect. I mean, that sounds really good. I want to get involved.
What have you ever said there?
Nothing, because I can't leave the house. I'm still restricted by my area.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay.
We can do a virtual picnic. Oh, that actually is the worst. That is the worst suggestion I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, sure.
I will never be doing that with you. And I, sorry.
I am very excited for our magical Monday opening day. I've already asked the pub, can we do trivia on the night that you reopen, which is a Monday? We always used to do trivia on Mondays. So I'm very excited to do
Hands up here. The pub's not going to be like, the day that we open after we've been in lockdown for 3 months, we're going to sit down and do trivia.
Sure bloody are, and I'll be bloody there because I cannot wait to be.
The last thing I want to do is do trivia with my mates, which I've been doing online for the last. I just want to sit down and talk and drink cold beers and maybe even stand and have a dance. I don't want to bloody do trivia. I don't want to use my brain.
On the Monday, right? Like, you're not going to go out dancing on a Monday night, the day it
Why
opens.
Why not? So
on
the Monday, been in lockdown for 3 months.
Well, no one's going to have dancing yet. You can't dance. You're not allowed to dance, eh?
Who knows?
When it opens. But we've been doing online trivia every Monday for like the last 12 weeks, whatever. And we're just dying to go to a pub and to do it because we're so used to doing it on a Monday night. But we want to actually see each other in the flesh and go to the pub. That's the plan.
Okay. You have your plan. That's nice. Thanks. I like that for you.
God. How is everyone?
What getting a save. Titchy, Joel.
I think
getting bloody.
We're getting seriously, really shitty.
I mean, we all live with someone now, right? And you get to a point where you get so used to that person, and you know you can't get annoyed because you know you're going to be around them all the time. So you try and be as cordial as possible, but just bubbling under the surface is this like discontent, this anger. It's just like I've got to get out of here. Is that just me? I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
It's just you.
Hi, Julia, if you're listening. Mick loves you. Saving you here, mate.
Yeah, look, it's definitely, we're on a knife's edge for sure. We've what is it, week 11, week 12?
Who knows?
It's getting to boiling point,
Across the park, we're here to relieve your blues. We're here to talk. It's the end of the week.
100%.
We're enjoying the weekend. So, yeah, we're going to talk about sports soon.
Soon.
We'll sure are.
But soon. Has anyone done anything this week since we last met on the radio?
I received my second vaccination, which is very exciting. You know, it's like you've been waiting all this time. There's a lot of hype. So I was really, really excited. And I don't know what I was thinking. I don't really know what I'm thinking at the moment. Like, I don't think I've got a brain that's functioning very well. But, you know, I like to take the piss. That's definitely a part of my psyche. And I thought, I'll do a I'm fully vaccinated post because that's just what is happening at the moment. Yeah, it's just all you see is people being like, I'm fully vaccinated. Come and have a picnic with me. But they're always like kind of slightly kind of sexy, cool photos of like people with their arms out being like, I'm fully vaxxed. Like,
or sometimes a song that goes along with like, hit me with your best shot.
Yeah. And they're always like kind of flirty, like eyes to the camera. Anyway, I was like, I'm just going to get my COVID shot and pretend that I got it in my bum. Right. So pulled my pants down and had the sticker there and was like fully vaxxed and ready to play. And it was a joke, followed by a joke video afterwards of like this TikTok that's talking about, you know, anyway. And it just didn't land. Everyone is like, whoa, oh my God, you can get vaccinated in your bum. I didn't know that. 90%. I had about 20 people being like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, you can get it in the bum. I was like, yeah. I mean, look, maybe you can. I said, look, I didn't want a sore arm. And then everyone was like, yeah, but you're just going to have a sore bum. And I'm like, sorry, but can you imagine all of these people now walking into the vaccination hubs just pulling down their pants?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. So it didn't land. I need to do like a public service announcement following up. I mean, you can get vaccinations in your bottom.
I'm reading it right now. Yes, you cannot. As long as it's into a muscle. And where's the biggest muscle in your body?
Brain.
I don't know if there's a lot of muscle there for me at the moment, but there's definitely a lot of surface area. But good distribution for that spike protein, for sure. But, I just think it's really funny that people genuinely thought that I went into a vax hub and just, like, pull my pants down, get in the bottom. But, yeah, you could potentially ask, I guess. It's a thing to think about, for sure.
Okay. So if you are a listener of this program, you're going in for your first or second shot this week. well done. Congratulations. You're a legend. Ask if you can get it in the ass, and then ask for the needle. If you
and then call us up and let us know, and you can be on the show and tell us all about it.
Love that.
Yep.
Yes, do it. Mick, anything? Have you done anything? Got it?
Nah.
Anything in your ass?
Pretty quiet.
Anything in your ass this week?
No. Oh boy. No.
Jabbed her.
There's been a lot of talk about something online about that, but no, I did nothing like of the sort this week. I remember I talked up this whole basketball thing that I got last week.
I've been waiting for this update.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And I was so excited with it. I got a basketball. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to that court with the net. I haven't been yet.
Not once, Mick.
Not once.
Where is your poor basketball? Where is it?
It's the poor thing. Front door.
It's trying to get out. It's like scratching at the door.
Yeah.
No, like the weather's been crappy and it's been windy and wet, and I'm just like, oh, I want to go out. And then I'm like, oh, I couldn't be bothered. I'm really bad.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Mick. Like this is sad news. This is a sad update.
Yeah. And I need a life coach. Can you be my life coach, Gab? Please.
Oh, 100%. Call me now. 1-800 life coach. Anyone, I'm available. Yeah, but think about that poor net. It's like you've been teasing it, saying you're going to swish it this whole time, and it's just blowing in the wind on its own.
Yeah, I feel pretty bad about it, but I'm going to go on the weekend. 100%.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you said that last weekend, but
your life coach business could be Gab. Life by the throat.
Oh, okay. Gab. Oh my god, I get it. I love that. Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I just thought of that.
And I'd love that. I can do that for people.
I just checked the 1-800.
You'd be a good life coach. No, I think you'd be a really good life coach, Gab, because I think you practice what you preach, but you also are very. You manage to build people's excitement. Like you can build, enthusiasm in people. I think that's the key.
Thanks, Mick. This is love. I think you're a life coach. You're filling me with confidence. I mean, I could definitely be a life coach, but don't take everything I say seriously, obviously, with the jabbing and the bum. So it's enthusiasm that obviously is going a little bit above and beyond there.
Oh, you are very good at being enthusiastic about lying, though. There is that.
Yeah,
because you get me all the time, you know? You haven't done it for a while, really. Yeah. If you told me you got the jab in the bum, I probably would believe you.
You would have. I mean, but just I like everybody else did.
I didn't see your post. Damn it.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. No, I don't want to see your bum. It wasn't because of that.
How are you, Joel?
Yeah, I'm going all right. I've been trying to get out and do some walks every day, and we found we ran into someone who had a Cavoodle, which is the same dog as us, and they said, oh, there's like a little Cavoodle club in this park not far from here on Fridays. You should go down. So we checked it out, and oh my God, it was amazing. So it was like 6 o'clock on Friday night. We're doing it again tonight. And there's like little puppy dogs, and they've all got their little lights on because it's going dark.
No.
Oh, not little lights.
Not the little lights. Sometimes
Why?
I feel
it looks like a little dog rave.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll see the lights of the dog park and I think it's like a glow up ball and I want to kick it. Like it's nearly happened a few times. It's so bad. Imagine. Well,
the first thing you imagine when you see a little light is it's a ball. And
yeah, you know those like really sick glow, like light up balls? Like they just remind me of being a kid. So when I see it, I'm like drawn to it like a moth. And I'm just like, how far can I boot this? And then I'm like, oh my God, it's a dog.
Oh, golly. Cavoodles are pretty crazy. Joel. Hey? You know that my wife's been walking someone's Cavoodle because she broke her ankle and she's helping her out walking her dog. And yeah, you take
wait, sorry, how'd she break her ankle?
Oh, I don't know, didn't ask. I think she fell upstairs. I'm no idea.
Isn't that like, wouldn't that be the most interesting thing to find out? Like, oh my God, how'd you do that?
I don't like to pry. Anyway, Gab.
You two, this episode, it's going down and up and down and up.
I think you could see we're both just a bit like, we're ready to go. We're ready to get out of this. We're ready to.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would say, Joel, that's kind of a bit midlife crisis. Not midlife crisis, but like peak, like you're an adult now. Like you're going to like little dog clubs every Friday night. Like, you know.
I don't care.
No, I don't care either.
I really enjoy
it. It's like I was going to do paint by numbers at home like this weekend. So it's like, Yep.
Paint by numbers. Oh, like join the dots sort of thing.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. We should probably talk some sport. I guess that's what we're paid to do.
Yep.
And we are, of course, sponsored by dogs.
Who's sponsored by?
I don't know. Oh. I thought you guys would say something.
The Cavoodle Rave Cave.
We're sponsored by raves. Go to a rave and socially distance. All right. Sport, where's my list of stuff? AFL.
Final time. Grand final time.
Yes.
Oh, not this weekend.
Don't be
but fooled. Next weekend.
It's not this weekend. Don't be putting on the TV this weekend.
No. Going,
where's the bloody AFL? Did I miss it? What have I done? Yeah. I've watched this.
Well,
I've watched since I got home on Friday at 5 o'clock and it's now Sunday night and I've not seen a single ounce of AFL grand final. You idiot. It's next weekend.
I'm human.
We told you it's next weekend. Listen. Sorry. So, yes, it's the team that finished first versus the team that finished fifth in the grand final. Not this weekend, like we said, next weekend. Melbourne Demons making light work of the Geelong Tomcats, beating them 125-42. That was a throwback to last week. And Friday, while the Western Bulldogs, roughly the same thing, hammering Port Adelaide 116-45. So Demons versus Bulldogs, grand final, not this weekend.
Grand final for Melbourne in 21 years. I don't even remember the last time, but 2000 apparently.
There you go.
Wow. Go the doggies.
Yeah, apparently, like most people like these two teams. I saw someone say this week that they thought this was one of the nicest finals in a long time, and that both teams, no one really hates both teams. Like everyone's like, oh, they're okay. You know, it's not like a Collingwood or, who else hates, like Adelaide or West Coast, where teams Giants. Like someone really hates Giants. Yeah, people don't like the Giants, hey. So, yeah, it's like these two teams are like, oh, don't really mind who wins because they're both nice. Do we agree or is that just crap?
I don't know. I actually don't know anything about game.
We noticed.
I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to go for the doggies. Not this weekend, next weekend. But yeah, what's on this weekend?
Other stuff. We have some NRL finals. Now into the, what do we call it? So last weekend would have been quarterfinals. So this weekend is semis, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and then next week's the preliminary finals.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, these would be the semifinals. You've got four or two games.
Yep.
And a bit of, well, Penrith versus Parra is on Saturday night. Oh, wait, we should go to the Friday night game first, shouldn't we?
Sure, let's do that. Well, should we go to last weekend's matches and see how we got here?
Oh.
Well, why don't we go, we can go back a couple of months as well. We should start from the beginning. How did rugby league start? I don't actually even know.
Oh my god, that's a whole episode, Gabby. It's but last week was a couple of remember we were talking about upsets, like who's going to get upset by who, because usually it's just the top four, teams, bottom four teams. But the one upset and the one, well, there's almost two upsets, but the one upset was the Rabbitohs beat the Panthers. Panthers have been shit hot all year, top second on the ladder, almost got the minor premiership, and then Rabbitohs just like ambushed them in the first week of the finals. Panthers were just ordinary.
Yeah, Panthers did not look the team that had played all season, like you said, Mick. They really, all the stars in that team really did nothing. And South did everything. South did everything right. And
Even without Latrell, they look good, the Bunnies. I'm excited because obviously I live near Rabbitohs territory and they're only one game away from the grand final now. So I'm like, I remember the vibe when the Rabbitohs were in the grand final all those years ago.
Oh my God, that was so huge. Fun.
It was the best. Obviously, we won't be able to appreciate it quite as much this year, but it'll still be a cool vibe to have the Rabbitohs up there. So I'm rooting for the Rabbitohs.
Me too.
But
while he still has his team in the finals, but okay.
No, no, you're all but. There's a big but. But yes. Speaking of big buts,
you can get a needle in it.
The Roosters nearly got done by the Titans, and oh my God, the Titans threw the game away, as well as throwing the ball over the sideline when they really shouldn't have. The Titans should have won that game over the Roosters. They lost by 1 point.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable game. Sam Walker is the well, so he is a half, but he came on with 8 minutes to go.
What's a half? Like a muggle?
What?
What's a half?
Halfback.
Like, his position is in the halves. Halfback. Doesn't matter. He came on with eight.
Never heard you say a half.
A half. It's just a position. You can say he's a center or she's a winger. It doesn't matter. There's all these different positions.
Right.
His position is a half. The other half, I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
So came on with 8 minutes to go, kicked the winning field goal, then made a tackle right on full time. To, well, basically
the match.
Full time. Well, I mean, not man of the match, but with 8 minutes to go, it's just lucky he came on.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that, talk about making an impact. The Roosters were pretty lucky, though. So I reckon the Roosters, they've got to go up against Manly tonight. And I have a feeling the Roosters are going to get smashed. They'll be starting very, very soon.
It certainly does seem that way. And it, I mean, yeah, so Saturday is then Panthers who lost to South will take on the Eels who beat the Knights.
Yeah, baby. It's Eels and Panthers in a semi-final. It's a battle of the West is what they always call it. We also found out this week, just a little bit of side news, is that back in the 90s, the Parramatta Eels almost became the Parramatta Rams. They could have been the Rams. This.
Yeah.
But they're not, which is good. Because I like Eels much better than Rams. The Eels, it's more unique, you know? I like it. Yeah, so then Eels will hopefully play, which is a big one, they'll play either, no.
No, so what will happen is, if the, so this weekend, Gabby, is what, the question was originally, was what is, what we were, what to watch this weekend? Asked much better than I did just then. Friday night, so tonight, as Mick said, we have Manly versus the Roosters, and then on Saturday night, Penrith versus Parramatta. Both teams that lose now are out. The teams that win go on. Parramatta will play
Melbourne.
Melbourne and the winner of the Roosters and Manly will play South.
So it could be a Roosters-Rabbitohs preliminary final, which would be pretty massive because they hate each other big time.
Yeah, we want that.
Yeah, well, totally.
We want the drama.
Well, this is the thing I said to a friend of mine that who's a Rabbitohs supporter. I said, if I feel like you'd rather Manly only because if you play the Roosters, there's always drama and someone is going to get suspended from your team. It's going to happen. So you probably don't want that. You'd probably want Manly.
Cool. Well, let's get to other sport because we're running out of time.
Absolutely.
Tennis. We've got to talk about tennis.
Oh, of course.
Because for our British listeners out there, they're creaming their jeans right now about the fact
that they've got Don't say things like that.
They've got a new tennis star. England have a tennis star. It's very exciting. They haven't had anyone since that bloke who did stuff. Andy something. What was his name? Murray. Andy Murray. Yeah, but they haven't had a female tennis star for ages. So what's her name? Edda
Raducanu.
Raducanu, yes.
Raducanu.
I don't know how to say it.
She was at the Met Gala. Whew.
Was she?
Smoking.
Yeah. She's only 18.
She's just a 19-year-old. It was the first time.
I didn't know she was 18.
What are those flashing lights in the window behind you, Gab? she took home her first Grand Slam at the age of 18. The player she went up against is 19 years old, so a couple of teenagers going head-to-head.
Crazy.
And
she was ranked 150th coming into the tournament. Didn't drop a set.
That's right.
Whoa.
frigging tournament. That's ridiculous. She's now ranked 23rd. What a jump, 150th to 23rd.
That is insane. And she's from where in England? Do we know?
She's actually born in Toronto. Born in Canada. Her father's from Romania. Her mother's from China. And then
Romanian Chinese. Wow.
And she moved to England when she was two. So it's got to be a bit of everything.
She's got a stunning game and an engaging personality, which makes her a brand of gold. There you go. That's what you need in tennis. A marketing spin. It's the way it's going to get you some money.
Mm-hmm. All four, what do they call them? Grand Slams? Grand Slams? No, what do they call them? Each of the majors. All four majors this year have had different winners in the women's.
Hmm. Unlike Dylan Allcott's tennis
slam,
where he won the Golden Slam, the bloody Golden Slam. No one does this.
No.
But Dylan Allcott is just a living legend.
We spoke about him last week winning at the Paralympics.
I know.
He won the US Open.
The Golden Slam.
Next week he's going to, who knows, stop an asteroid.
I mean, he sculled a beer in his trophy and then topped it on his head, and he made, I think, every single Australian proud.
Tradition. I mean, just like Daniel Ricciardo won the Monza Italian Grand Prix this week, he also did the shoey. But I just can't believe that a guy who obviously relies on his health to race in Formula One takes his shoe, which he's been sitting in for however many hours, and then just drinks out of it. Like, how many bugs?
Yeah, I mean, we'll never understand.
Maybe he does that thing. He knows he's going to be doing a long drive, so he just takes his shoes off. He just drives with his socks.
Or he could have a little decoy shoe, you know, where it's just like a fresh shoe for the shoey.
Maybe.
Maybe someone's made him, because they know he does it. Maybe some company sponsored it and said, here's a shoe. It's actually like coated on the inside. It's going to be completely sanitary.
Yep.
You can use that for your shoe. That's a good idea. It's a good marketing opportunity there for a shoe.
Is it? We don't want to put, we're not pushing shoeys. They're just so stupid.
I know. Even Australians have stopped doing them now, but Daniel Ricciardo hasn't got the message.
No, no.
It took a while to get over there.
Americans are a bit late. Is he American?
Daniel Ricciardo, he's Australian. What are you talking about? What do you think I'm talking about him for?
I was thinking of the other guy. Who's the other really famous Formula One driver?
Well, there's quite a few. Michael Schumacher?
No, the other one.
Verstappen? Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton. That's the one.
He's English.
Ah, there you go. Glad that we figured that one out. Did you guys hear about the news of the very, very famous French footballer that was he went had surgery on his knee 39 years ago, and the anesthesiologist gave him too much and he was put in a coma. He was in a coma for 39 years and he only just died recently.
Very sad.
It's
in a coma that long?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But he was an absolute like hero and legend, Jean-Paul Perrier Adams. And he died at 73 after being in a coma for 43 years.
Wow.
Oh.
You should look his story up. It's very interesting, but very sad, but also amazing.
And also soon to be Australian, Quade Cooper has returned to the Wallabies in style, kicking the winning goal over South Africa. There you go.
The rugby team won a game.
They
good
won
on
something.
Them.
Wow.
Speaking of games. I don't have one. Okay.
Are you ready? I'll do a question then.
No, I got it.
Didn't we ask you if you had a game, Joel?
Yes, I got one. You ready for question one?
Yep. Go.
David Beckham played the majority of his professional football career at which club?
Manchester United.
Manchester.
Or is that not right? That's yes.
Correct,
yeah. Yes, it is.
Question two.
And there's more.
Sure, why not? If you can talk if you want, I don't mind.
No, keep going. Okay. You've got your game time.
Who won? This is your time to shine, Joel. Who won the 2020 AFL Grand Final?
Last year. Who won last year? Was it?
Nobody.
Nobody. Colin? That's right. No.
Richmond.
Yes, Richmond. Yes. Well done.
It was Richmond. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We made it to the end of the show without our intern. Sorry, Ryan. I mean,
yeah, we were a bit dusty there without our intern. but we're good. Stay sporty, everyone.
Bye.